Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The discussion around the war is a difficult one, because 2 years after October 7th, a fragile ceasefire, the return of the bodies is still a conversation. And there are many headlines that argue there are no winners, there are only victims. Well, we wanted to understand what this actually means. Joining us this morning is Lieutenant Colonel Maurice Hirsch. He's from the Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs, former director of the military prosecutions for Judea and Samaria. A very good morning to you. How important is the question whether Israel won this war or not?
So good morning to you, Howard, and to all the listeners. I honestly believe that the question itself isn't of much or particular relevance. Mm. The question is, going forward, has Israel achieved its goals that it set out from the beginning of the war? That's really the main question for us. It's not a question of winning or losing. And if we look at those goals, we're almost there. Right. And since it's still premature to declare the end of the war because of Hamas's actions. So if we look at, I don't know, just three of those goals of the
yes,
war.
Yes, that's what I wanted to
the
do.
Return
yes.
of, mm-hmm. Exactly, the return of all of the hostages. We've returned 230 hostages, 233, I think, 34. And we are still waiting for the last 19 hostages to be returned. That's something which President Trump himself has now committed to, Hamas committed to returning the bodies. I wouldn't give anything, really credence to any of their commitments. But there seem to be international guarantees, and we have to wait and see whether that actually happens or not. As to destroying Hamas as a military force, I think, despite the presentation that Hamas is giving at the moment, much of Hamas's military capabilities have been destroyed. We know that they still have a 5,000 strong army that we saw going into Gaza City. But when you take into account that they started the war with over 40,000 terrorists, and their entire senior echelon has been almost entirely obliterated. All of their capabilities, if you remember the scenes of Hamas terrorists parading missiles down the streets of Gaza City, that no longer exists. The terrorist strongholds, their launch areas, many of their tunnels have been destroyed. And so whilst they haven't been entirely finished as a fighting force, I think we're pretty much on the way to achieving that goal as well. And then finally, the question of whether we've prevented Hamas from ever taking any type of leadership or governance position in the Gaza Strip in the future. That is a specific provision of the ceasefire. It's a specific demand of President Trump, of the international guarantors. So again, whilst they may be at the moment purging and murdering all of the Gazans who they believe they are in conflict with under the excuse that they were collaborating with Israel, I think going forward it's going to be very difficult to see Hamas maintaining its governance position there. Assuming that everyone is truly committed to the ceasefire agreement.
One of the goals of the war wasn't the destruction of Hezbollah, the fall of Syria, the disarmament of Iran in terms of its nuclear capability. But somehow that was linked very, very strongly, obviously, to the threat of Hamas and to the existential threat for Israel. Those, ironically, the set out goals of the war seem to be have been very successfully achieved. How does that fit in with what you're saying in terms of the original goals?
So I think that the goals of that I mentioned before were specifically the goals for the Lebanon war. I think in the wider conflict that we had in the entire region, there were different goals for each arena. In Lebanon, I don't think Israel ever intended or already said that it had the capability to entirely destroy Hezbollah. We weren't going in with ground forces there on a massive level. And so that wasn't really an option. But seriously, destroying to the extent that we could Hezbollah was definitely part of the operational directive. And we saw that playing out, I think, on the 17th of September or 27th of September, I forget the date exactly, the Beeper operation, the massive strikes on Hezbollah's weaponry all through Lebanon. And now the push also, American-driven push for the Lebanese government to disarm Hezbollah. That's obviously one of the positive things. Iran, we have to take into account that in the middle of all this craziness, for the first time, Israel struck at Iran over and over again, laying it bare and naked, giving us complete aerial superiority and dominance, so that not only we, but also the United States come in and bomb their nuclear facilities, setting them at the very least, setting them back years in that process of rearmament and developing their nuclear capabilities. The same with the Houthis. They are continuing to be a thorn in our side, but they've really taken severe blows, both from us and from the U.S., And so that entire picture, each area with its specific goals, I think Israel, let's not forget, Howard, Israel is this tiny, tiny little country. We have a population of 10 million people. We have a country that you can drive from side to side in an hour and have time to spare at the end. Mm. And yet we've managed to do these truly incredible things. As we know from the Torah, you can say that this is kochi v'otzem yadi. Just we did this. That would be somewhat difficult to argue, I think.
Yes,
but in the circumstances, so we're getting there. Are we? Can we say that we've won the war and we can now live in peace? The lamb will lay down with the wolf. I don't think that's going to ever happen in this little neighborhood for a long time, but I think that Israel's security position has tremendously improved. As counterintuitive as that sounds, we've gone through war, we've lost 916 soldiers, we've lost 1,000 civilians, we suffered the worst massacre, and we've taken missiles and ballistic missiles. But our situation today is far better than it ever was.
That is that's a great note, in fact, to leave it on. Lieutenant Colonel Morris Hirsch, thank you for that. He is from the Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs, former director of the Military Prosecution for Judea and Samaria.